Let's talk a little bit about some of the crazy truths of running a seven-figure business. Let's cue the intro because this is going to get intense. You ready for it?
Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. So as I'm recording this, we are just finishing up the big, exciting, super fun launch of Facebook Ads Confidential, our new program that teaches social media managers and business owners how to crush it with Facebook ads. Now, here's the crazy thing. I said going into this launch that it was going to be chill, that I wasn't going to be tired, that we were going to just like pace ourselves. Everybody gets obsessed with launches. There is no pacing yourself in a launch. There's no way to go through a launch and be chill about it unless you literally like have zero competition in your blood. And so it's funny because you go through a launch and all you can see is all the things that went awesome. You can celebrate. You also see all the things that went wrong. And we're making lists of them as we dive into our Q1 planning tomorrow and talking about every single thing that we could have done differently. It's very easy to obsess though. And it's actually a little bit dangerous if I'm being honest. But that being said, it's been so fun. And we've gotten to see tons of people jumping on into our ad program, Facebook Ads Confidential, knowing that they're going to, you know, for many people, for the first time, learn how to run Facebook ads the easiest, best way, the way that is systematically scalable. Oh, I'm so excited. So it's awesome, but I'm a little bit tired. So you may have noticed there haven't been as many podcast episodes lately. So I want to say sorry, but the awesome thing is that we get to hang out here now. So we were running some numbers in our business the other day, and I want to share some of the cool realities of what 2020 changed for our business. And I'm going to break down some of the interesting things. This isn't like the year-end recap or like the highs and lows and all of that. We will definitely do one of those once we close out 2020 or get closer to closing out 2020, because I still don't know how this year is going to end, which I think is terrifying and also fascinating and exciting. But we were looking at our numbers in both of our businesses, and I will be honest with you guys, I am not the biggest person into numbers. Like, that may sound weird, but if someone buys a $1,000 program or even like a $12,000 program, like, I'm excited, but it doesn't change like how much income we take home in our checks. Does that make sense? Like, there are profit payouts and there are some really cool benefits of running a business, but my life doesn't necessarily change when a client signs anymore. And that's been one of the biggest changes, scaling to having a more consistent team, making sure that our team is a part of profit sharing, settling into less travel and less expenses and trading out like our luxury vehicle for a several year old model SUV. Like, there's just been a lot of decisions that we made this year that made it so that while the business can continually grow and it's really exciting, the weird thing is it doesn't really change anything. And I know that that may not make sense to some people listening. You might be like, what the heck? This girl is so, like, she needs to get a reality check. But the truth is, it's not like someone, you know, signs up for consulting, or it's not like we sign a new client and suddenly I go out on a spending binge or something like that. Even though in the past, I definitely got that out of my system. Today, it's like, there are certain things that will never change. For example, we will always look for a good deal. We enjoy good deals. We also are grateful to pay people. But yet at the same time, we really enjoy, you know, thrifting and going to Goodwill. I will always enjoy Goodwill. But we were looking at some of the numbers behind the scenes, and like, both of our businesses are multiple seven-figure businesses. And that's a little crazy. Now, the biggest shift this year, and this is one that I'll be honest with you guys, is taking some getting used to, even just in the verbiage. I am so excited about it because this is what I always dreamed of. The biggest change in 2020 in our business, besides growing, becoming more profitable, making more intentional decisions with our spend, becoming very tight-knit with our team, besides all of those awesome things, was that we switched from working with clients on retainer model and started to scale back into my dream model, which is equity partnership. And that, truth be told, is something I have wanted to do for years. I used to think I had to wait until I became like a shark. I thought I had to become as successful as like Barbara, you know, Corcoran or Lori Grenier before I would be able to become a shark and invest into businesses with our time, efforts, marketing, etc. But the truth is, you guys, this is the year that we started jumping all into it. And that advice came from my mentor, Jay Abraham. Now, I did consult with some other mentors, and the funny thing is, most of them said, don't do it. And it's interesting because even one of my favorite mentors said, no, like, don't do the equity partnership model. He said, it doesn't always work as well as you think it will. But you know what? I'm going with my gut on this one, and I'm going with Jay Abraham's advice. And so I'll be honest with you guys, I don't know how it's going to work out, and we're going to make mistakes, and I'm just letting everyone know that. I'm going to make mistakes in partnering up with some of the wrong people, meaning they're not benefiting from my guidance and partnership. I'm not benefiting from the way that they're taking action in their business. We're not listening to each other. We're not jiving right. That's a part of partnerships. It's okay to not always fit and jive. And so it's interesting because we started this process and seeing some of our partners grow and have success even in this crazy year has been super rewarding. But we knew going into this year that we were going to be basically cutting out an entire stream of super profitable business. Although our agency previously is what we paid our team with. Does that make sense? So on the education side, that was all profit. And now cutting out the retainers on the front end of working with clients and switching to an equity partnership is definitely interesting because now all of our bills and our profit come from the other side. We don't make as much money in the equity partnerships, but at the same time, they're companies we really, really believe in. And I want to see them grow massively over the next years, gosh, decades. It's pretty cool to see. So that's some of the weird realities that we're facing this year. And like I said, I don't know how all of it's going to work out, but I am sure as heck excited. I'm excited to take you guys behind the scenes of what's working, what isn't, the mistakes that we make. I don't want to ever throw someone under the bus. I will throw myself under the bus for my mistakes. I'll take ownership. But it has been a very interesting journey. Now, one of the things that's funny to me is that there is sometimes an assumption that we're like dripping in money and like we just have seven figures sitting in the bank. That would be really, really, really awesome. That would also be assuming that when we first started making money that I knew how to be a responsible human with finances. Here's a reality of suddenly coming into a successful business and, once again, going to take complete ownership. I never knew how to handle finances. I didn't know anything about finances. And so when I was given more money, I thought it would be easier to manage more money. It's not. It's not easier to manage more money. And truth be told, to be the CEO and essentially the CFO/COO of two businesses is very challenging. So before Paul came into the business and supported me on the back end of the business, I made so many mistakes, you guys. I blew through so much money, not on crazy things, though I did get a smile makeover, and we did probably travel a little more than we needed to, but I made so many mistakes. And so one thing I'm really excited about is that we've really hunkered down and we've really been focusing on securing huge safety nets, aka emergency funds for ourselves, for the business. That's been very, very important to me. But there is this assumption that because we've actually crossed now $4 million, we're going to be coming up on $5 million soon, which is nuts, across both businesses. It's crazy because people assume like you're just dripping in money all the time. And that is an awesome assumption, but I learned so much in the process of going from never having enough money. By the way, I think it's easier to budget when you don't have enough money because it's pretty simple. Like if you buy something you can't afford, you can't pay rent. Does that make sense? Like that sounds horrible, but having come from almost nothing and building this, that's slightly easier than being like, oh, we have $30,000. Oh, we've got plenty. But actually, that's even a false belief. All of the above is challenging if you don't learn how to handle finances. But we've learned so many things along this journey that it's been incredible. I think one of my favorite things is seeing who myself, Paul, oh my gosh. If you, by the way, are new to this podcast, Paul is my husband and he amazes me more and more every single day. I have to say, I think he is one of the coolest people in the entire world, not just because he's my husband, but because I like freaking adore him. I think that he's so inspirational. He's actually a high school dropout who learned the skills to manage, to onboard, to work directly with big sponsors and clients. He learned how to handle finances, operations, hiring, firing, HR. I'm so blown away with not just the man that I married, but who he's becoming. He is seriously like the raddest person in my entire life. But then also seeing who Kellyanne's become along the journey. Kellyanne is my executive assistant. And when I hired her, she was 20 years old. That is so crazy. Actually, maybe just 21. She was just kind of a baby. And truth be told, I was too. I didn't know how to CEO. And she definitely didn't know how to executive assistant. And she has learned on the job and learned through trial and error. We didn't have a system for that process. But what's amazing is seeing how she stepped into this role and grew into a really cool and powerful kick-butt woman along this journey. And seeing Jess started out just in quotes because it wasn't just, as a community manager nurturing people inside of Social Media United. And today, she's like this freaking ninja unicorn woman who knows how to unpack my big crazy ideas. And I don't like to say that lightly. She is truly an incredibly talented human. But I remember when we were hiring for a funnel builder and she said, stop. I want that role. And I said, do you know how to build funnels? And she said, no, but I can learn. And she did. And it was the coolest thing ever. And Tom, most people don't know, but Tom and Jess are actually married and they both work inside of our business. We have two married couples inside of our business. I'm sorry, one married couple inside of our business and one inside of like our management company. So both of Paul's parents are hired full time in our company. And Jess and Tom are both hired within kind of both of our companies. It's really cool. And what's neat is seeing who Tom has become. I'm actually still a little frightened by how powerful and strong he is. Like, he's so talented. I'm like, are you going to put me out of a job? You're so good. Like, seeing the people that I'm surrounded by developing who they want to be has been, I think, quite possibly one of the most rewarding things I've ever seen in my entire life. And I just am absolutely amazed. But I still yet think like some of the coolest lessons haven't even happened yet. This year was definitely the year, though, that we all learned consistency and what consistency looks like, and not sprinting to get things done and trying to do things with a kind of like a disciplined, regimented attitude about it. And it's been one of the most powerful years. And I know this is a little ranty, but spoiler alert, my podcast is the only place where people get to kind of hear all of my, I guess, unfiltered thoughts. But it's been an interesting year and I'm super excited. I really, truly believe that next year is going to be our first, oh my gosh, am I going to say it? Our first 8-figure year. And I'm super excited because it has been the coolest growth journey ever. And knowing that we just are getting started, holy cow. April is 5 years full-time in this business, full-time, crazy, not even 5 years. And this is still just the beginning. I hope you guys are as excited as I am because I think that 2021 is going to be incredible. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.